to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Lots of information this time, beginning with our propagations report, or the solar activity report from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney in New South Wales. The IPS reports that solar activity is now at an extremely low level, the lowest experienced in several months. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux is 68.68, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has fallen to single digits 2. That's just 2. And it's possible that there will be some days in the near future where the sunspot count will be 0. So it just means that high frequency propagation on long distance paths, that's paths over about 12 megahertz on darkness or semi-darkness routes, will continue to be unreliable. However, frequencies above 12 megahertz on substantially daylight paths will be somewhat more satisfactory. In the meantime, we have some monitoring notes made here in Melbourne recently. First of all, the time span 0330 to 0400. This summary, this reception summary, was at the Dandenong Police Paddocks Recreation Reserve in Dandenong North, the southeastern suburb of Melbourne, on the former site of the 1964-65 National Australian Scout Jamboree. Receiver was the little Eaton E5 with a short random antenna tied to a fence post. 31 metres, 9490, Radio Republica from Issedon in France, broadcasting in Spanish. 9570, China Radio National Network 2 in Chinese. And other frequencies for China National Network 2 were 11610, 11660, 11670, 11800, 11835, and 12090. Lots of frequencies for China Radio International. So we continue on. We have 9715, Saudi Arabian Broadcasting Service from Riyadh in Arabic. 9740, Radio Romania International in Spanish. And India, 9865, the national network, and 11560 with the program in Dari. Malaysia, 11665, Radio Television Malaysia at Kajang, carrying the domestic service relay on shortwave. And North Korea, 11680, the Korean Central Broadcasting Station, with its Korean domestic service. Another frequency for Saudi Arabia, 11745, this time carrying the programs of Radio AZM, that's AZM, in Arabic. And on the next frequency, 11750, the UAE, the Voice of America from Dubai, broadcasting in Somali. And NHK Radio Japan on 11790 with the Japanese program from Yamata. And another frequency for Radio Romania International with the Spanish service is 11800, which is co-channel interference with China, the same frequency. And 11810, Korea Republic, Korean Broadcasting System from Kimjae in Korean. And interesting reception from Madagascar from two transmitting sites. First of all, 11825 K KNLS, the religious broadcasting station with English, signing on at 0400, and 11945, the BBC from the Talata relay station in Somali, also signing on at 0400. Another frequency for Saudi Arabia, 11860, carrying the North Yemen radio domestic network relay service in Arabic. And 11905, China National Radio Network 6, broadcasting in the Amoy language. And Radio Free Asia from the Kuwait relay station on 11980, broadcasting in Chinese. And right up at the top end of the 25 metre band, 12140, Radio Azadi, or Radio Free Afghanistan, broadcasting from the Udorn, Thailand relay station, that's the IBB station, in the Dari language. So quite a lot of activity there in the early afternoons on 9 and 11 megahertz, and that type of transmission will continue to occur in the immediate future. Now, also in the early afternoon period, some interesting signals, what we know as the daytime Asian mode. This is a summary of notable occupancies, again across the time span 0330 to 0400. And some interesting signals from Asia following the all daylight transmission path, which is due to complex modes via sporadic E layers. 9560, Madagascar, NHK Radio Japan via the Talata relay station in Swahili. And 11665, Malaysia Radio Television Malaysia from Kajang, carrying the domestic network. And 9635, a politically based station broadcasting from Taiwan, known as the Sound of Hope, programs in Chinese. And 9700, the Voice of Turkey, signing on at 0400 with programs in Turkish. And 11750, the United Arab Emirates, the Voice of America from Dubai, with programs to Africa and the Middle East. So some signals there, and they were actually heard in Melbourne's outer east at a location known as the Pound Bend Reserve in the Warrandyte State. Now we'll turn our attention now to propagation here in Melbourne during our morning period. We're well past midsummer here in Melbourne, but temperatures during our daytime have been quite high. Temperatures between 25 and 32 degrees have been noted recently, and sort of unusual for this time of year here in Melbourne. Never mind, in the pre-dawn period between 17:15 and 17:30, darkness short path mode transmissions were heard, including some from several Chinese regional broadcasters. They include the following: 4850, the Xinjiang People's Broadcasting Station at Urumqi in Kazakh, and the same station on 4980 with programs in the Uyghur language. 5010, Madagascar, the National Network, Radio Madagascar, with programs in Malagasy. And India, 5040, All India Radio, on a late schedule from Jaipur, that's the domestic service. And another frequency from Urumqi in Chinese, from China, 5060. In the 41 metre band, 7465, Singapore, the BBC from the Kranji relay station, carrying programs in Dari. And 7510, Ibra Radio, the religious broadcasting station from the relay broadcasting facility at their language. And 7530, another BBC relay from Tashkent in Uzbekistan, carrying Korean programs. and 9720, Bulgaria, transmitting site there, Kostinbrod, known station known as Radio Arena, broadcasting in the Tigrinya language. And 9655, the broadcasting station of the Iran, in Arabic, until signing off at 1730. And 9765, Japan, NHK, Radio Japan, from the Yamata transmitting site in Japanese. And 9820, England, the voice to America, carrying the Radio Diwa transmission in Pashto, broadcasting from the relay station at Wolverton. And 9885, Saudi Arabia, with its programs in Arabic. So good reception there for the Melbourne pre-dawn period, 1715 to 1730. Darkness short path mode for several Chinese regional services. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.